From St. Joseph, Missouri, here is Travis Lee Hartman.
Let's just like, let's dive right in because the water's just fine. Come on in.
Jeez. Welcome to the next episode of Weighing In with Travis Hartman. If you haven't subscribed already, we'll just jump to that.
Yeah, right. Get right in it, man.
Please subscribe. Give us a follow. Hit that little bell icon on YouTube so you will be alerted every time we put some madness and nonsense up on YouTube. But we're also on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We are practically everywhere, so feel free. Please give us a subscribe, a like. Any sort of feedback is great. Comment. Maybe you don't like us and give us a thumb down. I'm cool with that, too. But before we get
started. I'm sensitive. Don't give us a thumb down. Sorry.
That's okay, Travis.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sensitive. You know I'm sensitive.
You are pretty sensitive. So before we get started, I like to always kind of get us in the mood, get us ready to go. So I jotted down a couple notes
That's
here.
That's what she said.
I jotted down a couple notes that I think will get everyone in the mood for a real tough, solid boxing podcast. Are you ready?
Okay, what?
A poet once said, "Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo." This is Weighing In with Travis Hartman. I'm Brandon Waters. That over there is Travis Hartman. Thanks once again for joining us. We are in week 13.
Lucky number 13.
13. So we thank you for being on the journey with us.
PG-13, Brandon.
Hold on a second. Okay, now I'm good. All right. So welcome back. I know you were traveling all weekend, so this is why we are filming and shooting here on Monday. Here at the TH Boxing Facility in Lake Nona, Orlando, Florida. If you Google boxing gyms in Orlando, guess what comes up first?
TH Boxing Facilities comes up, man.
Beautiful. People
must be searching out for boxing gyms in Orlando. It's crazy. I really don't know how that works. I don't. This is another thing. How are these algorithms working?
Travis, you know, I am so all over the place with the algorithms. I'm trying to understand them. I'm trying to understand what everyone says on YouTube, on all the, you know, the audio.
I think they're all full of it.
All we just got to do is just keep putting out our good stuff. And the tens of followers will continue to follow.
We're going to get up to 15s soon.
Well, we're up.
I'm confident.
We're
beyond
that.
We're double that, but
we're beyond that.
We are. You're right.
Double. Don't even say double. That's kind of embarrassing.
Well, I mean, if people are looking, they know.
Well, all I know is that there's a lot of you that are watching and listening. It really only takes you to go on that screen. If you could see me, let's see. Let's go over here. If you could see me here, then there's a little button right there, and you could just click it, and it says subscribe, and then there's a bell icon over there by Travis, kind of down there. The angles are all funny. Anyways, yes, we continuously...
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Is that a new... That's our new thing?
Oh, sorry.
That's what I said the other day. So, anyways, we are completely digressing, which we shouldn't, because over the weekend, there was an awesome, awesome pay-per-view card on Showtime pay-per-view. The Charlo brothers were in action, and we want to get into some of that. We want to talk about an amateur competition coming up this weekend in Florida in Clearwater. Which will be on Saturday, October 3rd. Yes, and we just want to make sure that we're spreading the boxing love all over the place. And if you are an amateur fighter or even professional in the area, connect with us because we want to make sure that we're giving you a platform as well.
Absolutely.
To promote yourselves. That's because we're all about ELE here.
Everybody love everybody.
Bingo. So,
Will
Trav.
Ferrell's a genius.
So, weekend Trav. Let's go. We're not jumping there yet.
Okay.
We'll get there.
All right. I'm gonna go easy.
Hit the boxing first. Let's hit the boxing. Let's talk pay-per-view from this past weekend.
I just, like, literally, listen, if you're not going to pat me on the back, I'm going to pat myself on the back, okay? I feel like it has to be done. Look, this is me. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm patting myself on the back. I called another fight. Mm-hmm. I called another big fight. This was the main event for pay-per-view.
That's legit.
Look at my, go to our YouTube channel.
Timestamp.
Go to the timestamp. I called this fight down to the decision. I didn't just predict that Charlo would win because I feel like that's an easier prediction. I actually predicted how he was going to win, and I knew it was going to be a competitive fight because Sergey Dyrchenko, he's a tough guy. He's 13. He was 13-2 going into that fight. So most people see that fight and they're like, a 13-2 guy is fighting a 30-0 guy, which Jamal is 30-0. Most people would see that and be like, oh my gosh, the 30-0 guy is going to blow him out. Guess what happened? He didn't even come close to blowing him out. It was actually a very competitive fight, a close decision that Charlo ended up winning. But that's exactly what I predicted. And I posted a video because this is what I love about technology right now is that I can post all of this stuff and you guys can check the timestamps to make sure that I was correct. But I literally called this fight all the way down to the decision. It was going to be on points and Charlo was going to win. And I called it. And I'm going to pat myself on the back again because this one was – I went on a limb a little bit because Davrychenko is an upset-minded guy. He lost a split decision to Daniel Jacobs, who by all means is a legit full-fledged middleweight big guy who gave Triple G a run for his money. But Davrychenko also fought Triple G, gave Triple G a run for his money, and lost a very competitive close decision. So the fact that Charlo beat him in a decision is – It's actually big for Charlo because Charlo now can say that he is a world champion at 160 and can not just say he's a world champion because he's been a world champion, but to say that he beat a guy that beat or that's been in the ring with Daniel Jacobs and Triple G. So I think that if they were smart, and I know they are because they like money, I think that Charlo's would 100% come out and call Triple G out. That's a big-time fight. Charlo's never made, like, big-time money. If he fights Triple G, he's making millions. Millions on millions. He's making – that's a big-time fight. And, honestly, it's a good fight because Triple G, I don't care who you are, if you're a Triple G fan or not, I think Triple G is on the very, very, very little, but on the downside of his career. He's on the opposite side. He's not peaked anymore. He's on the downhill side of his career, which – I mean, a 95% Triple G still beats everybody in the world for sure. But if Charlo, this young, hungry lion that he likes to call himself, if he wanted to pick off a Triple G right now, it'd be a great fight. I'd watch it. I would tune in, and I don't think it's a guarantee either way. But the only holdup is, and this is what really sours people away from boxing, is that Charlo is promoted by a different network, a different promoter. They don't usually intermingle. So Triple G just signed a contract with DAZN. Charlo is with Showtime and Al Haymon, who does PBC series and CBS and Showtime and all of those networks. So it's possible because it's happened. They've cross-promoted before, so it is possible. But I think everybody wants to see a Canelo-Triple G fight again, a third one. So we'll see about all of that. But in the meantime, because Canelo's going through a lot of legal action right now with DAZN, in the meantime, I would watch a Jermall Charlo versus Triple G fight in a heartbeat. Like, without a single doubt in my mind, I would tune into that fight because it's a big fight and it's two guys that are very credible. I mean, Jermall now is 31-0, I believe. Triple G, everybody knows Triple G. Triple G's pretty much, not pretty much, his only loss is to Canelo. And he had a draw against Canelo as well, I believe. So Triple G's, he's the man at middleweight. So is Canelo. Now we have Charlo, this young guy that's coming up. Like, it's a good fight.
Yeah. So when you were looking at that fight and even the replays and kind of picking the fight apart, what did you see? I mean, I can tell you what I saw, but you're the boxing expert here at the table. So I wanted to just kind of pick your brain a bit when you looked at the – so let's start – continue with that Charlo because we'll talk about the other Charlo in a minute. But when you were looking and analyzing that fight post-fight, what did you see from it? What did you see from the competitor as well?
Yeah.
Because he – man, he's sturdy. I mean, he was taking some punishment, but when he got inside, he was delivering it too. He was not folding.
I don't – here's the deal. I don't think that we saw anything new from Charlo. In my opinion, I don't think I saw anything new. He was the same guy who I thought he was. And who's that? Who's that football coach, NFL player? They were who we thought they were. Who was that? Dennis Green or something? Do you remember that famous like quote?
Sure.
They were who we thought they were. So Charlo, he is who I thought he was. And he's a big puncher. He's got good skill, and he knows how to win. He's undefeated. He knows how to win. Mm. And at the end of the day, Sergey Davrychenko was there to test him. That was a test. That was a big test. And Davrychenko, you saw it. His face was okay. It was a close fight. It was very competitive. Like, Charlo won that decision, but a lot of people thought it was closer than what they had it.
I think so. Like, round by round, it was close. I mean, if you're looking at the fight in full context, it wasn't. But there were rounds that... That
a lot of close rounds.
Yeah, that Charlo definitely lost.
Yeah.
So when you start looking at the math of it, I think it was a lot closer than the judge's scorecard gave it.
If you look at the guys after a fight, and the key to looking at fights is you're supposed to get whoever did the most damage to the other guy. That's what you're supposed to kind of look at a little bit, and who's the more damaged fighter? Sergey was pretty beat up.
Yeah.
Which means Charlo was landing shots. Like, you can't be that beat up if you're not landing shots. So he was landing the bigger shots, and that's why I think that he ended up winning on points, because he was landing bigger shots. And Devchenko, though, dude, don't sell that guy short, man. That guy, gosh dang, Danny Jacobs is a legit bona fide middleweight. That dude's like a light heavyweight, actually, but he fights at middleweight. So Devchenko lost a split decision to Daniel Jacobs. Then he lost a close, I might even say it was a majority decision to Triple G. But Devchenko, he can fight. And the guy was 13-2. Now he's 13-3. You look at him, you're like, oh, he's 13-3. But man, records don't mean crap. You need to look at the fighter, because he gives, and that's why I don't take much away from Charlo, because it was a very competitive fight, and a lot of people thought that the scorecards might have been a little off. But Devchenko is that type of style that nobody is going to completely blow out. Even Triple G did. Triple G knocked him down in the first round, and you're like, oh, this is going to be another Triple G blowout, right? No, this guy got up and literally made that entire fight tight and close on the scorecards. And Triple G ended up edging him out in a decision on points, but literally barely. Look at those scorecards. Yeah. So Devchenko is that type of fighter, though, that if you're good, you're going to beat him. But you're not going to look good doing it, and you're probably barely going to do it. He's got that type of style. There's guys that come along in this day and age that you don't blow out, and they're just tough. They're hard-nosed fighters. And, I mean, Devchenko's from Ukraine, and you got to give those guys a lot of credit. Usually if you fight an overseas guy, a Russian guy, Ukrainian guy, some of those guys, as well as the Eastern Europeans, that's that way. If you strong fight those
like,
guys, dude.
Strong like bull.
Bro, they're strong like bulls. And it's genuine, though. They really are. And you saw it. Like, a normal fighter that fights Charlo, they would have broke down 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th round with those power punches, and they would have been done. And didn't happen. Devchenko showed that he's got grit, he's got a chin, he's not coming to lose, he's coming to win. So it was a great test for Charlo, and he passed it.
Yeah.
In a lot of people's minds, he passed it. He still won that decision. It was a very close fight. It really was. The decision was very wide in points.
Yeah.
I think it was closer than what the points were.
Yeah.
But he won. I think he won.
I think one of the judges was like a 116, 110 or something like
no,
that.
No, one of them was like 118.
Yeah,
which means he only lost two rounds.
Yeah. So, in theory, Triple G could possibly be next. But what are the possibilities of that even working out? Logistically, it sounds almost impossible.
It's slim to none, and none probably went out the door about 5 minutes ago. But it's...
Wow, that's a
99.9%. So you got that 0.1% always.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, the big C word, the coronavirus.
We haven't shot the basket yet. Yeah. So does it count?
It
so,
does. Okay. It does. Mark it's it. One. So the coronavirus is two. But it also has a 99.96 for our age group survival rating. So it's
well,
still
almost,
possible.
Almost
if we're
going to
look at it like
in,
that.
The full population for the United States, it's almost that
well,
as well.
75, some, yeah, it is. But 75 and over, it drops it down to like 96.
97 or,
some,
yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. But my point is that the chances of a Charlo Triple G happening is 99 point something. But we shut the whole world down for the coronavirus.
But hey, it's probably better odds than me dropping dead from coronavirus is what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
So that fight... Don't sleep on it, because Al Haymon is a very, very capable businessman, and he knows that he wants to make Charlo some money.
So
and if he fights Triple G, he's making some money.
Of course, everyone's making money there. So to quote one of the best movies of all time.
Uh-oh.
So you're telling me there's a chance. If you know that movie, add it to the comment section. And if you add it to the comment section, I'm going to punch Travis in the stomach.
Oh, why do I always get punched in the
stomach,
Because
you're the professional.
I thought... I took a body shot today from Adrian that really
Is that why I'm not allowed
down.
To punch you today?
Yes.
Okay.
I took a real good body shot today.
Folks, listen.
No, I think I should punch you, but...
Well, hold on. Folks, listen. Not all of us are built like a Mike Tyson or Roy Jones Jr. We get older, our bodies can't handle the same kind of punishment that
saying?
They did.
I can handle stuff.
Look at that. Look at that. Do you have permits for those?
Welcome to the gun show, ladies.
Gun show here in Florida.
Second Amendment right here. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pro NRA. Are we allowed to even talk about that?
We're shadow banned now, for sure.
Dude, we've been shadow banned from the start.
I mean,
you say one comment that is slightly leaning one way or another, and they shadow ban you.
Yeah, we probably deserve it, but whatever.
That's fine. Shadow Mammy, all you want.
You know what? We're still having fun doing what we do, and we love this.
All right, so we mentioned that C word, the big C. So once again, I'm going to take – it's not – we didn't quote big C. That's from Barstool Sports. That's from Dave Portnoy. The big C, we got to shoot the ball. Shoot the ball.
So remember, what's the deal?
So if Weekend Trav shoots that ball and he makes it, then we're only doing 5 push-ups every time we say the big C. If he misses – it's the full 10. Each time we say the big C.
How many times have we said it?
Twice. Okay. Any variation of it.
We can say C, though. We can say the C word.
Yes, but once again, if parents are joining, tuning in when we say the C word, who knows what they're thinking
If I'm training your kids right now, I apologize.
We're not talking about the four-letter C word.
And we're not, 100%.
Pick whatever four-letter C word.
A little more respectful than that. Not a lot, but a little.
Yeah, when the camera's off.
Not a lot, but
which reminds me, if you're listening to this, we also post our post-production videos now. We're going to start.
Is that going to be a thing?
We're pouring content. Live. We went Facebook Live today. We had 2 different Facebook Live accounts going.
Third week in a row.
Second, I think. Third. All right, so we're doing that off of not only your personal account, but also our Facebook account for Weighing In with Travis Hartman. If you're not on there, you should be on there.
Get on there. Can I tell you thank you that you actually referenced Weekend Trav first before I did?
I've hashtagged.
And I actually appreciate it.
If you notice, I hashtag Weekend Trav
now. Did you really?
Yeah.
I feel like this should be like, that's a thing.
I have no nickname. Always hashtag. The only nickname I've ever been really called ever, my whole like sports life, everything else was always B-Dog because no one, how do you nickname a Brandon?
You know what? No, I got your nickname right now.
Oh gosh, it's going to be terrible.
It's going to be good because one, Brandon, you're a financial advisor for like 15 years, right?
16.
Guess what your name's going to be? B-Money. B-Money. You're the money guy. B-Money.
B-Money.
I like B-Money better than B-Dub. Like, or what was it? B-Dog.
Shout out.
I like B-Money. Shout out Money Mike Sawyer. Money.
I saw him this Saturday. No, he mentioned that he had sent you a text or something, some t-shirt picture or something. He probably had the wrong phone number.
I don't remember. What was the picture?
I don't know. If it wasn't for Money Mike Sawyer, we would have never met.
That's actually true.
This is the original shirt.
It is. That's what, I have that shirt as well.
Before they converted to a UFC gym.
I like it.
It was LA Boxing.
But to be fair, so I've been having some cell phone troubles. Right the night before I left to go to Texas on Friday, Thursday night, my phone randomly turns off and won't turn on. Okay? So I have an old iPhone 8 that I activate. It took me like 2 hours the next day. It was like Saturday afternoon. I got it activated, and it's like, it's a really junky phone. It's like cracked and everything else. But I needed it.
Is that why your prediction video was so grainy?
Yes. It was literally, it is, 100%.
If anyone actually saw this thing, like he did, I mean, legitimately put it up there. He put it on Facebook, and I took it when we put it on YouTube ahead of the fights. It is like the grainiest, stupid video I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, what is this, an old webcam?
But
like,
first of
one
all.
One of those Logitech things you put on top. Yeah.
Logitech, that's awesome. I had one of those.
Come on. All right.
But I was also in the middle of nowhere.
You are.
North Texas, middle of nowhere.
That's God's country for football, bro.
North, I don't know about North Texas.
Hey,
we're on the Oklahoma border, and a lot of Texans don't appreciate Oklahoma.
A lot of folks on that border are Oklahoma Sooner fans there.
So, yeah.
I think we're going to talk some football later, too, because I think we got to. We're not going to spoil it. What we're going to do right now, we're going to shoot this ball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, we got it.
We're going to come
Sam, I'm glad you brought us back. That's why you're here. Mm. You brought us back. Finally, we always die. Like,
I think I'm here. I think I'm here because I have all the lights and the mics.
I mean, this is like, I love this light. Wait, can we talk about Weekend Trav shirt? New shirt again?
We will. Let's shoot this ball first.
Okay.
All right, so
listen, but to be fair, guys, also, come on. The last 2 times that I've shot, I've made it. But
yes, that is true.
I'm gonna give myself an excuse right now. My shoulder kind of hurts because I was sparring, like, literally about 2 hours ago right behind us. Okay? So I'm just giving a little excuse.
That's fine. Okay, so if you're looking, I'm going to put it on my camera angle for this part on YouTube. Okay. If you're listening on Spotify, Travis is lining up. He's right-handed. He's shooting a nine-year-old's basketball on this hoop that's in this door.
It's like the age changes every week.
A 3-year-old's basketball hoop. So there's a hoop above my head. I'm pointing to it on the video, so we're going to go back and forth a little bit, and let's see what
we only do 5 push-ups. If I miss it, we do 10. For every time we say the C word.
Okay, and once again, I'm a push-up guy, so I'm happy either way.
And I said it for you twice already.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You know what? I'm not even going to act surprised anymore because
I shouldn't even. I shouldn't either. I shouldn't either.
Seriously, that's Brandon. You know what? I can't even say nothing because that's. I made that.
All right.
Did you just see that?
I did.
Did you? We got it on camera.
It was just it was just iron and net. That's all it was. Oh no backboard. Oh my iron God. And net.
Like, dude, I haven't shot one time in. I seriously have not shot on that hoop since the last time we shot, which has been 2 weeks ago. I mean, you know what? I'm just saying. I weekend trap. It's just I'm gonna get up and do a twirl because I got the shorts on and the shirt today.
Okay, so he'd earned this. This is weekend trap. This is the gosh. It gets rough, man. Go over there. Yeah, go. They'll see you better on this angle. Look at this thing. Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's a screenshot right there. Wait, change it up.
Oh my gosh. My pits are sweaty. Look at all the sweaty pits.
Seriously though, new outfit every week. We have to. It's like it's a thing. I have
there's
to.
There's no.
Now, there's no going back though.
There's no shortage of this sort of Florida man culture.
Yeah, we're in Florida.
I've lived in
Florida. I'm embracing it.
I've lived in Florida almost my whole life.
I'm embracing it though, Brandon. Okay.
So if anyone at this table has the possibility of being a Florida man, I would think it's me.
True.
I got a truck.
That's not very Florida-like. Your truck is more like Missouri-like. I have a big old Ford F-150 in Missouri.
Well, I got a Dodge Ram.
That's not Florida-like.
Ram it down your throat. No, Chevy really is. That's kind of Chevy thing is Florida. Go. Yeah.
Why don't you have a Chevy?
Well, because
you're a Dodge guy.
I became a Dodge guy. I used to
You've
like
been
Chevy's
a Dodge
a lot.
Guy for a bit.
I used to like, yeah, because I used to have the Challenger and a Charger.
Yep.
And then the Ram, obviously, so and a Durango at one point. And I just became a Dodge guy.
Why? Give me what reasons why.
Well, when I was a kid, I always wanted a Dodge Ram. And that was right when they changed the body style to where it was a little more curved on, mm-hmm. on the front fenders. But I do like the old school, when you go back to the 70s trucks, I liked that hood ornament.
The actual Ram?
I almost went rated R. Yeah, I almost said that effing Ram head that's right there.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can if you want.
I can
to,
if
actually.
I want. This is technically half my podcast.
It's true.
Just my name isn't on it.
I think you're allowed to say it. Go ahead.
So B Money?
I'm okay with it.
We're going with B Money?
B Money. Financial advisor, B Money. I feel like how do you not say B Money? Brandon Money.
Mm-mm.
So B Money's better.
B Money's better than using my name. You don't use someone's name and
B
nickname.
B Money. That's the new nickname from now on.
Okay. That's
B
fine.
Money. But I still also like AKA the producer. I like that one too.
Well, yeah.
So this is B Money, AKA, also known as the producer.
But I only want to claim that if the audio sounds crisp. I think
crisp.
I've been working it. I've been working these knobs here. So I think we have it pretty good.
I think you're taunting me every single 13 episodes now. I think you taunt me. You want me to not be PG-13 because you say all of these things that makes my mind just. Because I'm a child.
Listen.
I'm a pre-pubescent child still.
Listen, we are both men. We're both children. You can ask.
Yeah.
Ask Arena. Ask Amber.
Yep.
We are children.
Agreed. I don't deny that one at all.
No,
I tell everybody.
I actually embrace it.
I do too. That's why I have a 9-year-old hoop. You make fun of me all the time.
I don't make fun of you.
I like
maybe my comment isn't a joke. It's actually a comment of endearment.
Ooh.
Maybe I'm saying that out of respect. Hey. Travis has a 9-year-old's basketball hoop hanging in his garage. I'm jealous.
First of all, that basketball hoop for the longest time, about 4 months, was hung up in the house on the front door during coronavirus.
I do know that.
So, I finally...
Hold on.
And Irina didn't... Oh, I did. Oh my gosh, that's three. Gosh, but we're only doing 5, though, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, I'll get
because
us up
I
there.
Because I made it.
I'll
no, stop it. I've already done 25 today.
Did you do it for... Okay,
yep.
So...
I did the video. I'll post it here in a little bit.
Great, so we are... But, Travis is still doing
so
the...
I'm going to post it while we're on the air.
Might as well, so I'll talk about it while you post it.
Okay,
so, Travis is still doing his...
Because of you and Dale.
His 25 days of 25 push-ups for PTSD awareness. And that's not just for... I mean, you typically think on the military side, and which is great. That's one of the organizations I support is on that side. But a lot of other people struggling with PTSD in this country, in this world. So the push-ups is a nice thing just to bring awareness to it and try to get other people involved and hopefully raise some money and things like that. We've talked for the past couple of weeks how organizations right now, philanthropic organizations, are having a tough time raising money because there's no events. And that's
because of the big C.
Because of the big C. And it's starting to thaw, which is great. Here in Florida, we've entered phase 3 as of Friday because of our, our awesome governor. I think he's doing a great job, and I think the health professionals in Florida have done an awesome job too, so not all credit to him. It's also to the industry, nurses, doctors, everyone out there in those fields have done an awesome job. So I know here we're entering phase three. Events are going to start popping up, cropping up. Boxing events, we had one a few weeks ago. We have one this weekend. We'll talk about that probably after break. So stuff is happening. That's awesome. But these organizations, philanthropic organizations, are struggling. So if you support any organization, we don't have one specifically today we're going to highlight. If you have one we do want to, that you do want us to highlight, please, please comment below on YouTube. Send us an email to wayneinth@gmail.com because we were more than happy to mention it. You know, if at the very least, our tens of followers, somebody there might chip in $100, $10, whatever it is. But every dollar goes and it counts and it helps. And we just want to at least be a voice and a platform for organizations like that, for boxing, for fighters. We're here for you.
I think we can go and we can highlight it again because I checked my calendar. It's still September, and September is Children's Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah. I'm gonna
highlight them again. The Rose Lowenstein Childhood Cancer Awareness Foundation is a great foundation. It's a not-for-profit. It's somebody that I've done many, many events for, raised a little bit of money for. They have other events they do raise a ton of money for, but I like to help out, and it's the Rose Lowenstein Foundation for Cancer, or for Children's Cancer and Awareness. So
we'll put the website. It'll be in the information section below.
It's September, so we got to give them a little bit of love still.
If you're watching the video on YouTube, we'll put the website below in the comments. And actually, if you're on Spotify, you can see that as well. If you expand open and see the information about this episode, I'll put it in there too if you want to check out their website. They do a lot of good. A lot of organizations out there do a ton of good. So if you are a philanthropic sort of person, please continue to be so, because right now these organizations need it.
Desperately.
But always donate to places where you kind of have an idea and you know where the money's going.
Yeah, don't just throw your money around. Like, be a little more smart about some of these organizations. And most of these organizations, if they're not for profits, you actually can Google and find out how much of the money that you donate actually goes towards the cause. Look it up, because nowadays we have information at our fingertips. I just encourage people to use that information and look up every organization that you donate to, because you can find that information. It's public knowledge.
Yeah.
If they are a not-for-profit, registered not-for-profit, you can find that out. That's public knowledge. So make sure that you figure it out, that who you're donating to is somebody that's actually legit and donates a majority of the money that you give them.
Yeah, because for instance, there's a big organization out there right now. I'm not going to mention them by name, but they're three initials long, and they get a lot of money right now because of crap going on in our world. And lo and behold, I don't see any money going to
initials.
It's three initials. Well, we know them by three initials.
It's three words.
It is three words.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
But I haven't seen $1 going to communities. I haven't seen $1.
Because it's not. It's going to politicians, and we know that.
Well, it's not only that, but I also saw one of their local organizers up in Georgia. It went towards himself and his home. He just got arrested.
Stop it.
He just got arrested.
Seriously? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Know where your money's going, folks.
Yeah.
And this is me putting the financial advisor hat on. Obviously, I do investments. I'm more on that side of things. But from a budgeting standpoint, from where you donate money, know what your money's doing.
Yeah.
You empower your money, okay? Your money is not in control of you. You are in control of your money. You direct it. So direct it in the right places, like the Rose Lowenstein Foundation, Wounded Warrior Project, whatever it might be, things like that. So if you have an organization you do want us to mention or talk about, connect with us. We like communicating, and maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe it does. I don't know.
We love doing our – listen, everybody – if everybody just done their little part in the world, it would make the world a little bit better
100%.
Of a place. Every little thing counts, and whether we have tens of followers or not.
Hold on. Every little thing counts?
Mm-hmm.
That is what she said. Was that a good segue away?
No, wait. That's what he said.
Oh.
Every little thing counts. He would say that.
Maybe they both.
Well, she could say that.
They both might say that.
She's like,
that.
I love him. So, okay.
So you got to
stop. We got to stop.
That was a good. Was that not a good segue away from pediatric cancer?
No. I'm sorry. Listen, Brittany and Billy, apologize for that one. I apologize.
Okay. Are they listening?
I hope.
Okay. All right.
They've listened a couple times. So
where were we? Where are we at? Okay. So push-ups.
Are we doing?
We have three so far.
What do we do them now or later?
You can do them later if you want. This is your podcast. I'm so, just the producer.
First of all, this is our podcast.
So far, I think this sounds okay and looks okay, so I'm going to claim producer role.
I'm this time you're going to claim it. Other times when it's bad, they're going to be like, I don't know, Travis is crazy out there. He's like posting this crazy stuff.
It's like every six, we actually have a good one where I'm like, ooh, the lighting looked good. The audio sounded good. Like last week, it sounded like we were gobbling up our mics, and like it was the gain was too high on the – anyways.
So you know what? Here's what we'll do. We should start doing this is on each segment, towards the end of the first segment, we'll do whatever push-ups we have to do. So I think we should do those push-ups now, and then we also can have the next segment.
Coming to the end of that segment. So,
end of the first segment, we'll do the push-ups.
So we're going to do the push-ups now. We'll get back on the mics, and then we will take a soft break. There is no – that's what she
yes,
said.
Yes, there is. We're going to take a soft break. She wouldn't say that, but...
I was going to say, does yours say that?
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm done. We're going to do some push-ups.
So we have three big C words. That's 15.
Times
I did the math.
15.
I'm a financial advisor. I did the math. Three times five, 15.
You just passed your first interview test. Three times five is 15. Let's do
15.
It.
15. All right. I'm sweating. My shirt, my armpits.
All right. 15?
Yep. Let me know when you catch up.
I got longer arms. I was actually trying to...
You don't have longer arms than me.
How do we measure this? I don't know, Brandon. I'm pretty... How do we measure this?
What?
I don't want to go
tip to tip.
No, bro. Look,
it's
not close.
Look it.
Actually, maybe.
That's pretty close. And you're taller. I got long arms.
That was the closest we've ever been face to face, and I didn't like it.
That's what he said.
That is what he said.
Oh, he just said that.
Yeah.
Be money. All right. That's it.
All right. So that was 15. All right. So let me scratch that on my producer notes.
I love your producer notes.
We talked a little bit of boxing. We talked the Charlo brother. Oh, did we only talk one?
Oh, yeah. We didn't finish the co-main event.
Do we want to go co-main event before we go to break?
I mean, we can. Let's wrap it up.
Let's do that.
So Jermall, this is confusing, guys, so if you listen, Jermall, who is undefeated, he won in the main event. His twin brother was in the co-main event, and he's lost one fight.
Jermall
is the co-main event. He actually, oh my gosh, like he won from a body shot, a jab to the body in like the eighth or ninth round, I believe it was. It was a good fight, but that guy was 20 wins and one loss that he beat, too. And he knocked him out with a body shot, a jab. So, like, this guy can punch.
When you hit it right.
He can punch, man. Yeah. So, he won his fight. And what he did was, at light middleweight, he unified a bunch of titles. So, like, that was actually a pretty big win. And they're not really talking about it that much because it was a co-main event. But it was a pretty big win. When you unify titles ever, that's a pretty solid thing. And he did that at light middleweight. So, his only loss... Oh, my God. And he avenged it, actually. It was Tony Harrison. He lost to Tony Harrison in a decision, which, to be fair, I watched the fight. I didn't think he lost that fight. But he avenged it, and he ended up knocking Tony Harrison out in the rematch. So he definitely avenged that rematch and showed that he was superior at 154. And he's looking for big fights. And I said this a couple weeks ago. Erickson Lubin, Orlando guy, I think they're going to meet up again.
Yeah.
I don't see why they shouldn't, because Lubin has been on like a four or five fight win streak since he lost to Jermall Charlo, and I don't see why they shouldn't fight again. I mean, it's a great fight. They're both super talented, and I think that Erickson Lubin is definitely learned from that first round knockout, and I don't think there was going to be a knockout if they rematch. I don't. I think it'll be a different fight. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't think it'll be a knockout on either side. I don't know who's going to win, but I do know that at 154 pounds, Lubin deserves that fight. He does. He deserves that rematch. He's done more than enough to warrant a rematch.
Yeah, and we just talked about that a week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yep, I think it was. It was a couple weeks ago that Lubin just fought.
And everyone was a little critical about that fight.
It was a snooze fest.
Yeah, but
he won. He won.
At
the end of the day, it was a snooze fest, but he won.
So he's definitely in line for that. That would actually be a pretty good setup for Jermall Charlo. So. We wanted to make sure we were giving both twin brothers some love on that one. The card overall was very good. I mean, we had a very solid boxing pay-per-view. that started early. Like Travis and I were talking about while it was going on, we're like, hey, is the main event already? It's like 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, and they were walking out for the main event, which is crazy. But
weirdest thing I've ever seen as a fan of boxing. I've never seen that.
Well, they were contending with the pay-per-view side of the UFC event started at 10, but also there was the, I don't know, snooze fest of the Lakers, I think, playing. NBA still a thing. I told you from the start, weeks ago, I said they just want to restart the season to put a ring on LeBron in L.A.
Well, here's the deal. The funny part about all of that is that as a Floridians that we are, and we can Travis from Florida now, but the Miami Heat, an 8 seed.
I hope they...
They're in the finals.
It's exciting. So that... Okay,
Tyler Hero is my hero.
Listen, I will... Years ago, I was watching like his high school footage.
Yeah, the dude's young.
I was watching his high school footage. He is the first player born in the 2000s, I think, to play in a conference conference finals, which they just won that, obviously.
He's in the finals. He's,
yeah.
He's 20s. He's in his 20s.
No, I think he was like in college 20. For a year or something like
so
that.
He's like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
He's got to be 20.
So I just remember that I would be...
OMG.
So it was him and
the Dios mio.
It was him and the dude that plays for New Orleans. Can't even think of his name. I could just see him in my mind. And I was watching like their high school tapes.
That's crazy.
The big dude that went to Duke. What was it? What's his name? He was like the number one pick. No. He plays for New Orleans. Big now.
I don't know.
Do we even care anymore? Why are we talking basketball?
Right, because I'm openly admit that I'm not a huge NBA fan. I'm a huge basketball fan. I love college basketball, but I'm just not a big.
I love seeing
NBA
these
fan.
Guys with raw talent. I like seeing high school, like, I don't know, the tapes where they're just schooling kids that shouldn't be on the court.
It's solid.
It's fun.
So, but you said Duke, though. I should know that one.
Oh, it's going to drive me nuts.
Wait, it wasn't a Duke guy. It wasn't
Zion Williamson.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Zion, yeah, yeah.
So back around the same time, I was watching Heroes, like his tapes.
Wait, he played with... Wait, did he play?
No, different high schools.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh my gosh.
Different high schools.
Those who play the same?
But like if you go to like any of the YouTube channel, Ball is Life, so shout out to them because I would watch that stuff because I get all
That's
hyped
interesting.
Up. Because a lot of stuff comes from Florida, like IMG Academy, Montverde obviously is in our backyard.
IMG Academy is tennis as well.
Yeah.
IMG Academy has a ton of sports.
So I know we're sidebarring a lot here, but high schools in
That's
Florida.
That's our podcast.
There's a
naturally.
Handful of high schools in Florida and other places that got smart and they're like, hey, we're not going to contend for the state title anymore. We're going to be a feeder system for collegiate athletes.
Yep.
And we're just going to smoke everybody. We're going to go to tournaments. We're going to raise a lot of money for our school. So Montverde Academy, which is in Montverde, which is basically to the west of where we're at in Orlando.
Okay.
It's towards Claremont.
We're in Central Florida here.
When I was in high school, I went to a private school in Orlando. They were in our conference. They weren't in that setup yet, okay?
Yet.
So they're a boarding school. They've been a boarding school forever. Yep. So we would go there, and we'd be competitive in basketball and every other sport, and we weren't very good. They weren't very good.
When you say you're competitive, you lost, though.
Half the time. No. Okay. They were. Well, they weren't.
That's solid.
It wasn't like
that's
the,
solid.
It wasn't the Montverde.
When somebody
like,
tells me they're competitive, that means they lost.
No,
all the
it
time,
wasn't.
But they were competitive.
It wasn't the Montverde Academy that's spitting out like R.J. Barrett and stuff like that. No.
Okay. That's fair.
At a certain point, they pivoted, and they're like, "Forget this. We're just going to be a boarding school.
We want to
school.
Be a feeder system for the big time."
Yeah. And all they said so in the state of Florida, they turned and looked at the FHSAA, which is the organization that sets up the rules and that stuff. And they said, here's our middle finger, and we're going to do what we want to do, and here we go for basketball. There are other sports that compete on that level.
Yeah.
But so fun fact, when I was playing high school basketball, we played Montverde, and we both weren't very good. They were in our conference.
At the time. Let's... Let's tell the listeners, though. When was that, 1970s or 60s?
My shorts weren't that short.
You know, I'm kidding, because
I think
I'm older than you, actually.
No, I'm older than you a little bit.
Barely, though.
I played in the big short basketball era when we wore big shorts.
Dude, speaking of big shorts.
Like the Michigan, like old school, like the Fab Five Michigan days.
We should segue into this, into the next episode, or the next, after our break.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what movie that I watched on the airplane home from Texas to Florida?
The Big Short.
Okay. Literally, The Big Short.
Yeah.
So when you said that, I go, oh my God, literally just
how
watched that.
How did we not know? How is it not common knowledge that there's going to be a housing meltdown back in 08?
Brandon, based on The Big Shorts, in 2015,
earlier, yeah.
Well, The Big Short happened before that, obviously, 2008, the whole housing crash, 2009, 2007, 2008.
With the crash finally happened with housing in about 08, yeah.
Yeah, so, but...
A lot of it was intertwined. I mean, I was in the business at the time, so yeah. I remember. Yeah. I mean,
that's
dude,
why
it was
nuts. That's why, listen, everybody listening.
I've been through...
That's why this guy's been through the housing market crash. He's still around.
And at the same time...
He's good at what he does. But B-Money...
But at the same time, B-Money was also around when the financial firms were all going under, too. So I was in that.
B-Money.
I had been in the business for a few years at that point and kept my head above water, and here I am. So I've been through that pandemic, and then the big C,
You can't call that a pandemic. It wasn't a pandemic.
It wasn't. But for what it was at the time, it went by rather quickly. Within 6 months, we bottomed, and we were going back off to the races. This last one from March, this was the fastest bear market in history, day-wise.
Rebound.
And the fastest rebound bull market in history.
Yep.
From a set number of days.
Yeah. It was a crazy time. The Big Short was a great movie. You know why also it was a great movie? Because when I was in Australia, I was in New Zealand, and there's this boxing team that wanted me to be part of their camp and a sparring partner. They flew me from New Zealand to Brisbane, Australia. This was about 8 years ago. And I met this guy, older guy, 65, 70 now, I think, maybe. He was the president of Lehman Brothers Australia.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me, yeah.
Legit guy, like legit. Told me I'd watched The Big Short going down there. And yeah. I had conversation. He was like, Travis, he's like, everybody that they talked about in that show, he goes, I know who they are. He goes, I flew to New York. We're Lehman Brothers Australia. He was like, I was in New York. I knew every single one of those guys. And he took a big hit too. But the point of all of that is just like, we got a crazy world right now. But you know what? That's why I want people to know that not just right now. We've been through a lot as a country.
The world's always crazy.
We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about the housing crash. Now we're talking about the big C word. Like, we're going to rebound. We're always resilient.
We're always looking at it through the lens of the current.
Yep.
What's the headlines. So at the time, it was the headlines of the financial crash. Right now, it's the coronavirus, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's the next episode.
That's the next after the break.
Yep.
So let me give my little fun story about the whole financial crash meltdown, and then we're going to go do a soft break. So
why can't it be a hard break? Why is it going to be a soft break? Can we talk about that?
Let's talk about it during the break.
Okay.
So I was sitting in my couch on a Sunday, and at the time I worked for, and I'll say it, I worked for Merrill Lynch at the time.
Okay.
And I still am a financial advisor, so I was a financial advisor with them.
The big ML.
Yeah, ML. And they were by themselves. They were their standalone company at that point. It's a Sunday night, and all this stuff's starting to happen. Bear Stearns just went under. There's a lot of question marks. The market's going nuts. So I'm sitting. It's a Sunday night. My phone rings. It's my mom. And I pick up. I'm like, hello. And we talk, but we don't talk like that. We don't, like, call each other all the time. So it was random for her to call me.
You knew it was probably something.
Yeah. Then. She says, and I thought maybe it was like my dad or something. She says, asks, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, what's going on?
What do you mean, am I okay?
She's like, turn the TV on. I turned the TV on. Bank of America buys Merrill Lynch. And I'm like, huh?
BOFA.
I don't even know what that means. None of us knew what it means. So I start calling at the time my business partners.
Is that not crazy that you guys didn't know that?
We didn't know.
You learned it
from TV. Well,
because
all this stuff went on, and now we find out years down the road, later, what was going on. There was so much stuff going on behind the big mahogany doors with
big mahogany.
Yeah, with the Federal Reserve and all the major financial heads trying to posture to make sure things stay afloat. Like, you don't understand. Our financial system was on the brink of actual collapse.
It was propped up on the housing market.
Yes, a lot of it was, but the way that we had leveraged ourselves in this country, it was insane. Like, we were literally so close. You don't understand how close we were to
the government
dissolving.
Had to bail them out. Like, the government had to bail them out.
They had to structure different agreements. They had to make – they did this – it was called the TARP program, where they were issuing money out, but they didn't let everyone know how much it was. The general public and everyone – every banking institution had to get it, so you weren't saying, well, this one needs it, this one doesn't, so everyone had to get it. It was a mess. So they positioned – they created the deal with Bank of America Merrill Lynch. So we walk in on Monday morning, the next morning.
What's going on?
And we're all walking in like we're the walking dead. Like, we're walking in like, what the hell? Are we, like, in business? And I sat down. I'm like, dude, I got clients. I got to call my clients.
Talk to them, yeah.
I'm going to tell them exactly what I know, which is not much, but yeah. It's the fact
maybe
that...
Maybe don't tell them that.
It's the fact that, listen, I'm here. Your assets are your assets. They're not Merrill Lynch's assets. They're not mine. It's your money.
Yeah.
I'm still here working for you. And as once I know something, you're going to know it, because no matter what, it's you and me. It's not you, me, and Merrill. It's not you, me, and whatever's going on. It's you and me. We're in this together.
Yep.
And that has always been my position, even to today. It's always me and the client.
That's why you should be with Brandon B Money, because he made it through multiple crazy times in the financial business.
Listen, I love my clients. I have such awesome relationships. I've worked with some people for 16 years. It's awesome. All right.
Can I ask you why they're not listening to our podcast? Listen, I love you guys because you're, first of all, you're Brandon's clients. I love you. But I am not afraid to knock on your door and punch you right in the stomach if you don't subscribe to us. Sorry, Brandon.
Listen, that's fine. And Travis, I think the way we're going, I don't even know if a soft break is necessary.
Hard break.
Because if you see this time here, actually, no, let's do it. Let's take a soft break.
All right, let's take a hard break.
Let's take a hard break.
Hard.
That's why they're not listening.
Hard.
That's exactly.
But wait, I thought.
No, that's why they're not listening.
If you're not listening because of that, then I won't say it. I'm PG-13.
You can't go.
Can I punch everybody? Can I go knock on every single person's door?
Can everyone punch you back?
Yes.
Can I go first?
No. This guy hit me in the stomach last week, and he hit my ribs, and I felt...
I did go high. I'm sorry.
I told you, and you were like, oh, no. And then I know you watched the video back, and you're like...
I felt bad.
Oh, crap, I did go high.
I felt
you
bad.
You did.
Because I complain about that, too.
I'm a professional boxer, and like I can take a lot of shots. I can actually... Well, here's the truth. I can take a lot of head shots. Mm. Body shots are brutal.
They are.
And you went up high, and I was like, ugh!
There's a lot of organs in there. There's a lot of organs. Okay, yeah. So listen, we've gone off on a lot of tangents.
Hard break it.
Okay, we're going to hard break it, but I want to recap a little bit before we do. Okay. We've talked that Charlo brother, the twin brothers.
Yeah, twin brothers, twin Charlos, which is pretty solid. They're both world champions now.
Awesome card. So congratulations to Jermell and Jermall.
Yep, Jermall was the main event, and he's undefeated.
And who is the one that you had a potential?
Jermall. Undefeated guy.
So anyway, so congratulations to those guys. It was a great card overall, and then we have a lot of stuff coming up in the future.
Overall, Jermall. Sorry.
Jeez, oh my God. So I think when we get back from break, we're going to talk first and foremost Maker's Mark, the state profile number 46. I know a lot of people are fans of this. We might talk some football. Depends how much time we have.
Sorry.
That's okay. Listen, they won. Did the Cowboys win?
Sorry, not sorry. Can we do a hard break already?
Okay.
We need it.
And then we'll talk some amateur boxing.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Weekend Trav needs a break. He needs a potty break.
Weekend Trav needs a break.
All right, we will be back, folks.
Don't say potty.
Pee-pee?
I'm a man. I'm an alpha. I don't take pee-pee
breaks. You're the alpha?
Breaks. I don't take potty breaks.
What do you do?
I drain the lizard.
Drain the main vein.
Drain
all right,
the main
vein. We'll be back. Travis, what do I have other than this beard? I have nothing.
You have a great personality.
Thank you. We're back with Wayne and with Travis Hartman. We thank those that have subscribed and liked and whatever our content, whatever is a button now.
Have you seen my hat?
TH Boxing, hashtag it. So thank you for joining us. We thank you for any support you give to us. If you haven't already, please subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Alexa. You can say, hey Alexa, play Weighing In with Travis Hartman.
I'm going to just be honest, the coolest thing I've ever seen is Brandon messaged me, he's like, Travis, you should just ask Alexa to play our podcast. And I was like, no way. I went in my kitchen, I said, Alexa, play Weighing In with Travis Hartman podcast. This woman started playing our podcast.
She's a beautiful woman, Alexa.
Oh, I actually have cussed at her a couple of times,
yeah,
I'll be honest.
So have I.
However,
she always has a comment.
I called her an angel.
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful angel.
Yeah.
She was a queen. She was a princess. She was everything.
Yeah.
Because I heard our voices and I was like, this is the songbird of our generation.
So,
Weighing In with Travis Hartman is the songbird of our generation.
So you can check us out there on Amazon, Alexa, on iTunes, everywhere. We're on Spotify, obviously. But YouTube's cool because you get to see our bright, shiny faces and our trademark beards. Okay? So here it is.
Don't get used to them. Or do.
Don't give them any sort of a heads up here. So anyways, we are drinking today, tonight, I should say, we're drinking Maker's Mark, the Stave Profile number 46. What I will say is I've had plenty of Maker's Mark in my days. In college, I had a buddy that used to get a handle of Maker's Mark, trademark wax, you know, on the what would you call this, area of the bottle.
Well, first of all, don't stroke it like that ever again. Second of all, that's called the handle. So stop.
That's not the handle.
Stop. Whatever it is. The neck. That's the neck.
The neck.
Stop,
there we go.
Stop stroking the neck.
No, I was choking the neck.
How does that make it any better? So, how does that make it any better?
So, anyways.
Brett was choking the neck.
What we will. We lost it. First we thing. Lost it. That's okay.
Did we ever have it? But,
no,
okay.
We never did. So we are drinking this, the profile number 46, right? And listen, we both talked about it in the break. It's good. It is. Is it worth the $40? Now, the LP Bourbon Society, who probably none of you actually listen to this, but we live, or you live here. We're part of this bourbon group that in Travis's community.
Laureate Park.
A lot of them love this. I mean, it's good. I don't mind the bite. The bite's pretty good. I like that. It's okay, but I'm not like clamoring to the shelves to get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm not. It's not bad.
No.
But would I just go out and buy it again? No.
No. Now I've been.
That's why we test these things.
I went to a promo event one time, and like the promo girls were making like different cocktails, things like that, with normal Maker's Mark, and it was surprising, like the kind of stuff they can do with the bourbon.
Brandon, it was the girls. No. Is that why you liked it?
No.
First of all, you said promo girls, so you highlighted that.
Because there's only girls working the promotional event.
I actually believed you at first for a second, and then I heard promo girls. I think it was terrible, probably. But the promo girls made it better.
Well, what I was going to say is that they were able to incorporate this and some various tequilas and things like that. It was weird.
There you go.
It worked pretty good.
Tequila and bourbon?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They came up with some cocktail concoctions, and it was very good.
I feel like we should probably have some sort of thing similar to that on our show.
A Weighing In with Travis Hartman promotional girl?
With tequila and bourbon.
Oh, so the booze.
Wait. I think... Okay, I'm gonna throw this out there because you brought it up pre-production. There's a guy named Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell guy.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't tell you pre-production, though. Mario Lopez is sparred with Canelo Alvarez.
I believe it.
There's videos of it. He's not bad. Obviously, Canelo wasn't going hardcore, but look it up. Mario Lopez is not bad. And what I want to say about that is I've actually been thinking about it, and I truly believe in our thoughts turning into actions, and I also write a lot of stuff down. And it's going to happen. I say this now. Remember this because there's a timestamp. Mario Lopez is going to do an exhibition with me. And we are going to raise money for this Children's Cancer Foundation.
I like it.
It's going to happen. He's a huge boxing fan. He's a huge boxing guy. He's very athletic. He actually trains boxing.
He does a boxing podcast
as well. So it's going to happen. Now that it's out there, I put that out on the airwaves. It's going to happen. However, Mario Lopez is awesome, man.
What I was
getting at, by the way, my old age, and I also sparred today, and I got punched around a little bit. But Mario Lopez.
I wrote Mario Lopez, and I can't even read it.
That's amazing, but you know that
I know
that's what
that.
He thought.
Okay.
He has a tequila that he like advertises. So you know what? I'll be like, Mario, come on our show. We'll have a tequila, bourbon, /whiskey show. Also, in TH Boxing facilities, maybe me and Mario will like put the gloves on and go at it.
I would like that, and I know plenty of bartenders that can
raise
come
a
up,
lot of money.
That can come up with a concoction with bourbon and tequila, which sounds like a weird mix, but it's possible.
Concoction.
So, Mario Lopez. There, I have two guys that I looked up to as a child growing up in life.
I'm glad that you followed that up with that.
These two are ageless. They don't age. One.
Impressive.
AC Slater, Mario Lopez.
Right? He looks better now than he... Okay, go ahead, though. Sorry.
Second.
He's my idol.
Second, Uncle Jesse, John Stamos, Full House.
All right, that's solid. Both those guys, that's very solid.
They do not age.
Dude.
They don't.
Mario Lopez, like, he is...
He looks younger.
I want to... He does. That's why... And but to be fair, everybody's like, oh, Hollywood, like, all this, like, special surgeries, but I don't think he's had any of it.
No, he trains. He trains.
Constantly.
He boxes.
He does, like, jiu-jitsu. His kid does it. Like, he's constantly active. But that's why I like Mario Lopez, because I love the fact that he is a family man. He's got a wife, a couple of kids. He's got three kids now, actually, I believe three kids with the wife that he's with. So I love it. Like, the dude's, like, young, active. He's always – if you follow him on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever else, you always see him posting videos with his kids and his wife. I love that. The guy's so active, but he's also a huge boxing fan. So I follow him, man. I'm not kidding. I love Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, which was Zach Morris, was my favorite guy.
Yeah.
However
– He didn't age well.
In my older age, I've become a massive Mario Lopez fan. I'm not even exaggerating. That dude – I sort of envy him. I really do.
Mm.
He's a hard worker. He's a family man.
He is a hard worker.
He loves boxing, so he's got me hooked. I'm a Mario Lopez fan. So, Mario, if you're listening, I won't knock on your door and punch you in the stomach. But we could probably raise a lot of money for a Children's Cancer Foundation if me and you suited up and went at it. Just saying, Brandon. I'm just saying, B-Money.
B-Money just wants a photo with Mario Lopez. You guys can do the other stuff.
You know what? I think I'd probably rather do that than actually.
No, I actually like that.
Because I've watched him spar. He sparred Canelo. Like, he actually, dude, the guy can fight. I'm not kidding. YouTube, Mario Lopez boxing.
Yeah.
He can fight.
Yeah, and then YouTube, weighing in with Travis Hartman.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Mario Lopez, listen, what can we say negative? He almost.
Really can't.
Back, what, like a year ago, he got in a little hot water because he had some comments, like some could have been taken, like anti-transgender comments. I can't remember what the context of that was, so I'm sorry if you're listening and I'm butchering this. But then he redacted it and he apologized. So from that, I lost a minimal amount of respect in that moment. Like, stick to your guns. If you don't approve of something, or if you have your comments, stick by them. But either way, so Mario Lopez, childhood icon.
Icon.
He dated Jesse Spano as AC Slater. At one time, he quit wrestling at Bayside High School and decided to come back and instead of Screech taking the fall against the guy from Valley
Screech
High.
Screech powers.
Listen, Zach Morris had a bet with the wrestler from Valley High for it was for like the motorbike or something like that.
Or something serious, yeah.
It was serious. And
the fact that you know all this makes me love
you. I watched Saved by the Bell like crazy.
This is why we connect, because that was my show.
I watched it all the way.
I wanted to be Zach Morris, by the way. I want to be Mario Lopez.
I watched it all the way to the early days when used to be called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Wait. You're blowing my mind right now. And that was actually a show?
And that show was based out of Indiana.
Stop it.
They refurbished it, got rid of some of the actors.
I didn't
know
that.
So Mark Paul Gosselaar was always in the show.
Yeah. And Miss Bliss was in the first season.
Yes.
The actual first season of Saved by the Bell.
What was her name?
Miss Bliss.
Yeah, but she was an actress. She was in the original Parent Trap as the kid.
I don't remember her.
I mean, I'm dating myself here.
Bro, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We're not that much difference at all.
Lisa Turtle was always in it. Lark Voorhees.
Lark Voorhees, 100%. Good call.
Which kind of went crazy later on in life. Screech was always in it.
Who actually went crazy too.
Yeah, he did. What was his name again?
He went to prison.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond, yep. He went to prison for some reason. I think he might still be in prison.
I think those were the only three originals that lasted pretty much the whole time.
No. Tiffany Amber Thiessen
did. She wasn't in the Miss Bliss?
Mm-mm. Oh, the first one. Okay. But she was in every one. She was in the first ones. She was in Saved by the Bell, all of the Saved by the Bell episodes. She was in the college years, all of that.
Yes.
But she wasn't. I didn't even know about Miss Bliss.
Okay, no. Kelly Kapowski was not in the first few episodes of the college years.
But she was in.
They brought her into it because they were declining in ratings.
But brought her in.
Did you guys know that this was a boxing podcast? Because became a Saved by the Bell podcast.
No, first of all, this is a podcast that's called Weighing In.
Yeah, we're weighing in on it.
We're weighing in on everything. I don't care who you are. You guys are watching this. Every single one of you, in your own way, can admit that you watched that show. and you know everybody we're talking about.
When the theme music hits, when you hear that alarm bell hit, you know you're starting to sing the lyrics. And there's a couple of lyrics I still don't know the words to, but I just kind of hum the tune in my head.
No, that's all. You just got to know the tune, and you just, like, hum it through. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I still watch it, and I'm like, mum, 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 mum. And, like, you just, you know.
Remember,
you
like,
know
the graphics has, like, the sunglasses bouncing up and down.
And then, like, the Saved by the Bell shaking a little bit. Like, it was horrible
and then they
graphics.
Were always going but to it was the, great. They were always going to the Max, you know, to, that was their hangout.
And they actually, there's a couple episodes where they tried to save the Max because it was going under.
Yeah. And I look back at that, I'm like, my high school days weren't like this at all.
Never. We never.
What a lie.
First of all, I never had a, like a, well, you know, obviously, you know where I grew up is population 400. We did have a cafe, but nobody tried to save it when it went under because everybody was like, ah, we're good. Like, go ahead and go under. Yeah, no. Another one will open, and that's what happened. But the Max was, it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Now, for the show.
Now, they use, for a season or two, I can't remember how long it was, but the owner of the Max, Max, he was like a magician. He'd always do the stupid magic tricks.
Super, like, dude, he made, the show was good. The Max was good.
The whole thing was great. I miss Saved by the Bell. Where are those shows now, everyone?
They still, I think it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
They have Saved by the Bell on Hulu. Oh, but you mean like new shows.
But like
yeah.
new shows, where it could be like, it's clean family fun. You're not worried about... You know,
can I jump in and say that like now all the shows are so political and so like divisive and all that crap now?
And I'm sorry, no one in high school is doing that crap in real life.
We don't care. But you know what? All the kids watching this, like politics are so targeting like 16-year-olds now.
It's yeah,
and younger. They're targeting you guys.
It's marketing.
Like listen. Okay, I have a 10-year-old that literally brought up politics to me, and I was like, buddy. I was like, listen, live your, like, don't be a proud person to be in America. And I was like, let's not talk politics. Like, we're in a boxing gym. And I'm not kidding. He literally tried to bring up politics. And I was just like, I stopped him because whether I believe one way or another, I do not indoctrinate my kids who I train. I don't care what they believe one way or the other. But I go, listen, you guys are too young. Like, come on. Don't even think about that. You're 8, 9, 10 years old. Stop it.
So,
we're not going to talk about it. We're all proud Americans because if you look in THA boxing facilities, I have an American flag. I'm a proud American. All of our faults, whatever. I'm a proud American. And my kids, same way. One of my kids, what brought it up was, I have American flag boxing gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my kids forgot his gloves. And I was like, I got a pair. And the kid was like, I want to wear the American gloves ones. And I was like, I love to hear that from a 9-year-old. But my other 9-year-old said, well, aren't you like a little bit uneasy right now to be American? He's 9. And I looked at him and I was just like, wait. I was like, really? And then he started getting political. And I stopped him. I go, listen. I go, stop. We're in here in this gym. I was like, listen, here's the deal. We're in a really good country. Not good. We're in a great country.
Great, yeah.
And I was like, listen, I'm a proud American. He's a proud American. You should be a proud American as well. And he was like, okay. He's like, I am. And I was like, that's all. Thing. I was like, stop talking about politics. We're proud Americans.
So what's happening is that they're viewing it through a certain lens. They're viewing it in a certain bubble because, yes, we're not perfect. We have...
Not even close. We have 320 million people. It's impossible.
We make so many mistakes from leadership on down. We all do. But ultimately... We are an awesome nation because we're a free nation.
Yep.
I'm sorry. For all those things that media wants to say that we're so horrible with, is that stopping the line of people trying to immigrate to the United States?
No.
No, we talked about this in one of our earlier episodes, like one of our first episodes. Like, this is a great country. For all the flaws, for all the mistakes, for all the bickering and the fighting and the political whatever else, people are still lining up to try to get in here. They're trying to get in it illegally.
Yep.
Because just to be on the soil... is so much better than where they're coming from.
Yep.
Where else can you say that? Where?
We're still the most sought after country to get into, period. And people can talk down about our country all if they want, but I always tell people lie, but numbers don't lie. And the numbers are showing that people are trying to get in this country more than any other country.
Yeah.
So
you
can say what you want about America. We're not perfect because we're a melting pot. And most people don't even realize that America is a melting pot. Did you know, I think I might have said this in an episode, but did you know that America doesn't have a national language?
Yes.
Did you know that the national language of the United States of America is not English? We don't have one. But most people don't realize that.
But what what I find funny is, you know, the common thread language of the whole world is
English.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny because you're right. I travel the world, and everywhere I go, China, Australia, Europe, guess what they always say? Well, of course Europe, because it's English-speaking country. But, I mean, Spain, it is. But they always have English as the other language. So you're right, 100%.
Well, because they also like our money, so because we've been such an economic powerhouse for so long.
They don't like our money. Like, our military support.
Well, that too. But that also
we're the police of the country.
As well.
Not of the country. We're the police of the world.
To bring this full circle, A.C. Slater's father...
Army. Military guy.
Army.
Military guy.
Yep.
You know what? That's why, like, literally, I love how you brought that back to that. That's awesome. Because if you guys watch Saved by the Bell, you would know what he's talking about right now because he's 100% on point. Mm-hmm. He's talking about an episode on Saved by the Bell where A.C. Slater's dad is actually in the military. And it's in an episode. It's in multiple episodes, actually, because he was getting ready to move and wanted to move A.C. Slater. Yep. A.C. Slater was like, oh, I love this place.
Yep. They wanted to go to Hawaii. He wanted to move to the whatever army base is in Hawaii.
I'm going to segue. Can we just talk about this bullet inside of this glass that you have? These are B money. These are B money glasses. B money brought this like 3-4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I did break the first set.
Yeah,
of
but
them.
It was poorly made. So this company itself, which I've been reading up a little bit on this Grunt Style company. They've been having some turmoil right now. I don't want to get into it because I don't know enough of the details. But anyways, we got it from this company, and when they formed the glass and it's still hot, they tried to fuse that bullet into it.
Right, yep.
So on the one you had prior, it was too thin. It was weak around it.
I pushed a piece of.
And it broke.
Circular.
It wasn't even hard.
Ice. And it broke it. And I was like, oh my, I felt so terrible.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's
it felt
fine.
Really bad.
So,
but they replaced it though.
Yeah, to the company's credit. I emailed them. I'm like, hey, products are awesome. I got a couple glasses. One of them, it looks like, you know, when they were doing the whatever, it broke. They replaced it. They're like, no problem. We'll send it to you. Didn't charge us. So anyways, so we're back with that. You can draw anything back to Saved by the Bell.
I mean, you really can. They talk about everything.
Such a vital part of my childhood.
I like to credit a lot of my life and how I am right now because I literally, I'm not exaggerating this story. This is funny because I'm not exaggerating the story at all. My parents were amazing. Thank God for my parents because I'm who I am because of them. But I also watched Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
From literally the point of where I can remember anything, they were on TV at... When I was growing up, they were on TV at 6 a.m. for the reruns and 4 p.m. or 3 p.m., which is when I got out of school.
It is
I
so funny.
I literally watched it.
It is so funny because you and I grew up around in the same era.
Yeah.
You're
we're
slightly
literally
younger.
Barely, we're the same age
so
almost.
Same thing. I would be getting ready for school.
And it's on.
And it's on like TBS or something like that.
And I couldn't wait to get back home
like, remember,
because I knew it was coming.
Remember
on.
When TBS, all the shows started at like 6:05 or like they always started on the 5s. Like they didn't start at like 6 o'clock.
Which I don't know why, but they did.
I don't know either. They're based in Chicago, and Chicago's
some,
upside down.
Some reasons.
And Chicago's still upside down. It's burning. And it's not burning.
But I was a Midwesterner, so I was on the same time schedule as Chicago.
Gotcha. Well, I was here in Florida, so when I would get ready for school.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure? Florida man?
Actually, you know what?
Weekend Trav
came out in Florida.
My goodness. So we came back from break. We talked a little bit about this Makers, and we talked about Mario Lopez. Sounds to look like it's one of our heroes. Can we call him that?
Yeah, we can.
He's a hero.
You know what? Miami Heat has Tyler Hero, but the real hero is Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, NBA. Actually, I'm not. But Mario Lopez is a real hero.
Okay, so...
Weighing in with Travis Arbin, Mario Lopez, we love you.
Yeah.
If you don't come on our show... I will not break your door down, punch you in the stomach, but I will break your door down and ask you to be on our show.
It's a full certified man crush, I think, on Mario Lopez.
It is.
And that's okay.
You know what? I will openly admit that. I've actually said it on multiple shows that I've done. I like Mario Lopez. He's a family man. He loves his kids. He loves his family. But, so, do you know the story about Mario Lopez in, like, one of his first marriages?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we gotta talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I love the guy. But everybody learns from certain things.
Yep.
So you guys can Google this and like fact check me a little bit. But Mario Lopez first got married to like this, like she was like a model or something. I don't remember what she was, but she was like high end, whatever.
It wasn't Jesse Spano.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Which it probably should have been. But it wasn't. And literally you can Google this because you'll find it. So Mario Lopez in his first marriage, at like the bachelor party, like 2, 3, 4 days before the wedding, cheated on her, and it got found out. And I don't think it ended up happening, or did, and then it got annulled like the next day. So he's got a little bit of a rocky past. And the only reason I know that is because I used to do a radio show, a boxing radio show, with a couple guys, and he was like, "Travis, you know what Mario Lopez did?" And I was like, "No, what do you mean?" I was like, "He's a great guy." He was like, "No, you need to research it." So what I tell everybody, go ahead and Google him. But now, fast forward, he's got 3 kids. He's married to the same lady for a while. Like, he's a solid dude. And you know what?
That's great.
None of us really know their personal history. I don't. No. I'm speaking from the outside in.
Yeah.
But by all means, one, he seems like a super great family guy. Like, he does. He loves his children. You can tell. He loves his wife. All that stuff. So any of the extracurriculars, I don't know. I really don't. We don't. None of us ever know. Mm-mm. But seems like a great dude. And he loves boxing. So, like, I'm, like, sold, man. I got a hardcore man crush, Brandon.
Listen, I'm not going to hold anything against a guy because if he made a mistake back then and, you know, whatever.
He was super young. And he was one of those, like, phenoms.
I'm not going to use that as an excuse by any means. But also, we live in a situation, especially from a faith side, that it's grace and it's forgiveness. So if he learned his lesson and he worked through that and whatever else.
It seems like he did.
Okay. So, but also, how many stories do we know of other people throughout our various walks of life from a bachelor party thing that it just, something like that occurred? I don't mean to like draw a finger to like what we talked about last week, because I know that stuff didn't happen there. But like, even like my bachelor party, you know what I did?
Amber, are you listening?
Yeah, she could listen because she knows exactly what happened. Because I was there with like my now brothers-in-law.
Were you like home asleep by like 9?
Might as well have been. We went on a, you know, listen, once again, I was like 21, okay? So I knew nothing.
What the heck?
Well, because I had family involved, whatever else. We went on a casino cruise.
Did you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I should have. It would have been more fun. Went on a casino cruise. How much do I gamble? Almost none.
I don't know any of you. I don't know you ever gambling, actually.
Went on a casino cruise that leaves out of Cocoa.
Cocoa Beach, what up?
I have a feeling the median age of those that were on that on that ship were 60.
I was going to say 70, but okay.
That was it. There was no, there, like, because I've never been, like, an exotic dance establishment guy. I've never done any of this. So it wasn't
agreed.
My thing.
Actually, I'll be honest, and I can admit this easily, and people can fact check this all you want. I'm not an exotic dance club guy either. Never have been.
I tried
I
to
just
say
don't.
That instead of stripper.
I know. But, I know what you meant, and that's why, like, I've never been that guy. I can openly admit that.
I'm a frat guy. I like drinking with my buddies, having a good time.
See, I was never a frat guy, Brandon. I didn't pay people to be my friend.
That's okay.
Frat guys, I made fun of frat guys because I love you.
It's fine.
Now, but I always said, I was like, I don't need to pay people to be my friends.
Well, to me, it's different. I went to a small school, so it's a little different. So at our school, most everyone was in some sort of a fraternity, or at least like gravitated towards that.
So you didn't have to pay people to like you.
No, but you had to. What you pay for is like the insurance. I was a president of this organization, so I know.
You had insurance and
insurance. There's various fees, all sorts of stuff you're paying for to make sure your events are set up. I mean, there's a lot that goes into your dues every year.
Actually, a funny story. Roy Jones Jr. Mm-hmm. was, I forget the name, but I was all the way in Missouri at a frat party.
Yeah.
I went to frat parties, even though I made fun of them, but I did go to them.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
Guess what my dues are paying for? Weekend Trav.
Yeah.
You paid schmucks like you that showed up
you paid
and drank
for
free.
Trav. Well, yeah, I did. But,
okay.
But Roy Jones Jr. was
actually. But they were
awesome
parties, weren't they?
100%. Oh, 100%. Because, and I
shout
literally.
Shout out. Pi Kappa Phi, Stetson University.
See, I'm trying my best to remember it, but if you.
It's on there.
If you Google Roy Jones Jr., fraternity. I bet you can find some. He's in a bigger, like,
it's probably Phi Chi Psi or one of those.
I don't know what it is, but it's all the way. It was in Missouri because they were like, these guys got me to come because they're like, Travis, did you know that? Right? I was like, no, but that's all you got to tell me, and I'm there. And I was there. I had fun. They were a blast, but.
Like Shaq Diesel, he was, I can't remember the name of it, but I know Omega's in the name because anytime he did this, it's because it's the Omega symbol upside down.
Ahala.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal. I met Shaquille.
So did what hopefully will be our first guest on Weighing In with Travis Harmon.
Brian Price.
He has an interaction with.
Why have you not set that up, Brandon?
My bad.
I thought our 13th episode was going to be B-Money.
I did see him Saturday. So my bad.
And you didn't even bring it up.
I was busy working out, bro. What were you doing?
I was in Florida with my Florida. No, you weren't. I was in Texas with my dad.
I know. So anyways.
Or I would have been there, maybe.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, man. Weighing in with Travis Harmon.
We talked about Saved by the Bell. Hold on.
Stuff. Mario Lopez. Let me try this back. Well, you got it wrote down for the most part.
Okay. So there's no good segue here.
No, there never is.
October 3rd, which is this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Clearwater, Florida.
Yep.
Amateur Fight Night 42. It's going to be at Banquet Masters. I don't have the exact address, but it's in Clearwater, Florida. Doors open at 12 o'clock. Fights start at 1 o'clock. We're looking at boxing, MMA, and kickboxing, okay? So it's going to be a loaded afternoon. It's one day.
Yep.
If you are in the area or looking to do something on Saturday, you want to be involved, head out there. There's a lot of amateur fights, up-and-coming fighters. We highlighted three of them on a video we posted this past Saturday that are local here. We had Adrian Pinheiro.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
I'm
not good at the pronunciations. Hell, he's Polish and Brazilian or some crazy
stuff. It's crazy.
Anyways, we had Adrian, otherwise known as Drago. We had Tiffany Taylor.
Drago.
Okay, and then we had somebody else who doesn't listen to this, but he went to the gym.
Yeah, I don't know him.
I know.
I know Tiffany. I know Adrian because I train Adrian, but I don't know the other guy.
I'm trying to think. Is Andrew?
He's probably a good guy.
Andrew something. He's a very nice guy. We call him Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
Because he's like all energy. This guy. He's young. It's going to be his first amateur kickboxing fight.
So what you're saying is I need to come to Price Boxing and spar with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He will not be Roadrunner. I will hunt him down and find him.
He has energy. Now, that's the same guy that Brian Price kicked twice. It's that guy. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sparring with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yep, I know you're talking about now. That's the guy?
I almost killed him.
He was the one in the videos? That's him?
Yeah. You feel bad now?
I do. 100%. I will not spar with you. I love you. You're awesome.
Okay. So anyways.
Don't let Brian kick
you. So I know we highlighted three locally here. It's on our YouTube page. It's on our Facebook page. It's obviously not on Spotify because it's like a two-minute video. But take a look at that. Those three are going to be there on Saturday.
Yep.
October 3rd.
This Saturday.
So if you're in the area, Clearwater. Amateur Fight Night 42.
I think the tickets are like $35. And you're going to see like a lot.
You're going to have a great afternoon. You're going to see some cool up and coming fights.
It's USA Boxing sanctioned. Yeah. As well as, I don't know what the sanctioning bodies are for the kickboxing or the MMA. But it's something. But USA Boxing is sanctioning the amateur boxing matches.
And.
So that's my expertise.
And.
Uh-oh. We got and.
You might see Weekend Trav.
No. 100%. It's Saturday. We are going to record our podcast on Sunday, October 4th. But my fighters already know because we went to Punta Gorda. They already know. They've accepted Weekend Trav.
I haven't accepted it.
I wore my weekend attire into the ring for my fighters down there. And I was like, listen, guys. I was like, I love you guys, but you know what? This is Weekend Trav, and you're accepting it. And if you don't, then I won't be in your corner. And they've all accepted it.
Everyone,
as you should accept it.
Everyone has
Weekend Trav is coming out October 3rd.
Don King was known for his hair. You know, you have Bob Sager, who's passed away. He used to do like the courtside.
Yeah, he had different suits. He always had
the weird suits. Yeah. Like everyone's known for something. Here we go. This is what he's known.
It's the thing. What are we, 13 weeks? 13. This is our 13th episode. I have had a different shirt. So the first couple I'm not lying, but I've had a different shirt.
For many weeks.
Every single episode. Yeah. I've worn the same shirt, but It hasn't been a flowered one or tropical one, but from like what? I don't know what episode it started. I started with the flowered ones.
Probably about 6 or 7 ago. So anyway, so this Saturday in Clearwater, Florida, amateur fights. And if you're not into boxing, great. If you're into MMA, it's there. Kickboxing, it's there. So all three of those disciplines will be highlighted there. From the sound of it, there's going to be a lot of fighters there. So it's going to be a jam-packed event. If you're in the area, just Google it or go on Facebook and look for Amateur Fight Night 42. Okay, because they've done this many times. This is the 42nd iteration of this.
And because Florida has lifted their restrictions for fans and people to come. They're 100% now, right?
Now, always follow the rules of the promoting organization.
There's social distancing, but they're open now.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's going on Saturday. Definitely, if you're in the area, take a look. We will try to post whatever we can throughout the weekend about that, especially because I know Adrian's there. Is any one of your other fighters fighting?
Just Adrian, yep.
Okay, just Adrian.
So if Weekend Trav is there, Weekend Trav is going to do his best to get some video. No promises. Okay. Weekend Trav is professional Monday through Friday Trav, on point, I will get video. But when Saturday comes around, there's a switch in my brain that it just flicks. I've been professional Trav for like 30 years, so Weekend Trav's different.
Okay.
I can't make promises, but I'll do my best.
B Money wants to be there, but B Money has other responsibilities.
B Money.
I will be coaching 13 and under flag football.
So B Money is trying to mimic Mario Lopez and be a family man. I appreciate that. I can't knock that because B Money's got a couple kids. A boy and a girl.
Yeah, but
and he's also a coach for his boys' team.
But my son is a stud linebacker and sometimes corner in flag football.
And he's going to play for the Cowboys.
He's fast as crap. No, well, his team used to be the Cowboys. But now he plays for his school's team now.
Which is what?
I don't like their mascot.
Who are they?
It's really, I don't like it.
Is it an NFL team?
No, it's not even it's not even a living thing.
Good, then you don't have to say it.
I'm not going to say it.
So they're pretty much Cowboys then.
Because I don't want all of our tens of fans to show up to the school, you know,
and like boycott
harassing
them?
Us.
But boycott you guys. Oh, so you're probably like I don't know how to say it. I don't know.
Where are we going with this?
Well, you're probably either racist.
Who, me?
Or, no, the school for their mascot.
No, not at all. No.
It's not like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Final say. No. Chop. It's the Comets. Exactly.
You didn't.
You feel bad? You feel better now?
No, I feel worse.
You want a worse one? My elementary school. The elementary school that I graduated from. You know what it was?
Wait, they allow them to be the Comets?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys vote on this?
We joined the school. Was there a vote? We joined the school 2 years ago.
And the school's name is the Comets.
You think I like it? You think I like it?
First of all, one, I'm gonna assume that you guys pay for the school.
Yep.
Okay. You're paying for the Comets.
You think I like it?
I love you, but you're paying for the Comets. Your school name is the Comets.
There's not a lot of...
What are you doing with your life right now with your child?
There's not a lot of home/private school systems set up in our area. There's like two.
Because of the big C word?
No. Like
just in general?
Yeah. So ours...
But they're still the Comets, man.
I don't like it either.
I can't do the Comets. That's not even real.
But you know how punishing it is when we beat a team? When the Comets beat you?
And when they tell their parents... They're back home and the parents are like, who'd you guys lose to?
The Comets.
We lost to this team. And like, what was the team? The Comets.
Exactly.
So you know you're not wrong, but I can't get behind this.
So Trav, Weekend Trav.
The Comets.
Weekend Trav. The elementary school here in Florida that I graduated from, it was a public school. You know what our mascot was?
What?
The All-Stars.
Oh my God. That's
exactly.
It's
not good.
Okay, listen. I came from Missouri. Middle of nowhere,
it's not good.
Obviously.
You know no. Okay, no.
Do you know what my mascot was?
It was probably an animal, a wild.
It was awesome.
What was it?
The Wildcats. You said wild.
That was my middle school.
Really? That's how we're connected.
St. Luke's Wildcats.
We're the Wildcats. Like, that's a legit mascot. You
know what my high school was?
What?
The Crusaders.
I'm not really a fan of that.
When they marched onto Jerusalem and took the heads of the Muslims,
Are you literally going religion on me?
No,
right
no,
now?
No. But that was fact. That was history.
Well, but you can if you want. I don't mind.
No, I'm not trying to be religious here.
Why not? I like it. I don't mind.
We can, but we're both drinking a lot, so I don't think we're going to have a very good platform to speak from.
You're not supposed to be judgmental.
I'm the producer.
B-Money.
We have really...
B-Money.
We have really gone all over the place.
If you're watching this right now still, I love you.
First of all, I
want to highlight you.
First of all, yeah, because I don't know
how you
are.
Talk to us like this, because we literally... I want to speak about you. If you're listening still this far in, you're amazing. They're like... You know what you are? You're godsend. If you're still watching us right now, you're godsend.
You're an all-star.
You're a crusader.
You're a comet.
You're a wildcat.
There you go.
First, you know what my college was?
What? So I went to Stetson up in DeLand, Florida. Stetson. So
I know Stetson, but
I don't
know
what our mascot is?
No, what is it? Tigers?
The Hatters.
What the French toast is a hatter?
It's a damn hat.
Are you kidding?
It's a cowboy hat. John B. Stetson of the Stetson Cowboy Hats.
OMG.
He did not found our university, but he, in the, I think it was the late 1800s, I don't know. Anyone's listening, I'm probably screwed that up. He basically pumped all the money in. So on the football field, ours is like a stupid cartoon looking cowboy running around, but we are the Hatters.
I'm gonna go very, very Spanish on you right now.
The Hats.
And I'm going to say, adios mio.
Yeah, adios mio.
Which is OMG.
Dios mío.
Oh, my God.
Adios mío. It's Dios mío.
No, the full word is Dios mío. I promise it is. But most of the people that say it, they say Dios mío. But OMG, I know this.
We can travel. Listen, I haven't had good mascots.
I love that you said we can travel. Be money. I appreciate that.
My pro team is not even a good mascot name either. The Packers. That can mean a lot of stuff. A lot of things.
This is a PG-13 show.
I get it. Like, it came because it was back decades ago. It was from Acme Packing Company.
It came. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they worked in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. And so they had no wherewithal to name themselves after an animal. They're like, oh, we're just packing stuff. So we're just going to be the Packers.
What were they packing, though? Couldn't they talk about what they were packing?
Maybe it was like canned goods. What are they going to be? Are they good? Green Bay canned goods? They're the Packers.
They could have done better.
Now, who's won between the Cowboys and the Packers? Who won the last title?
Here we go.
Who won the last title?
It's one between the two of them in the last 20 years.
Who won the last one?
Packers.
And who won the last playoff game against the two?
It was a catch.
that wasn't the last playoff game.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But still, let's go one before that. It was a catch.
No, to the rules of that season.
Des Bryant.
It was not a catch.
You know what? F the rules. Any man with a brain and vision, he caught it, he turned, he dove.
We can trap.
Crossed the finish line.
We can look back on decades of NFL footage.
And nobody will ever turn that
and
call.
See quarterbacks that got their heads taken off, and people will be like, that was a penalty.
Well, that was normal back then.
The rules of the era, the rules of the year.
No, I don't care what era you're in. You would look at that play. He caught it. He turned. He dove.
And the Packers still had a minute and a half at that point. You don't think Aaron Rodgers would have taken it down the field?
Okay, listen. You have a better argument by saying that than saying it wasn't a catch. You should say it was a catch.
You know what the best argument is?
And then Aaron Rodgers would have torched us because he does.
You know what the best argument it is? When you look at the record and the actual score of the game and who won. That's the best argument.
Yeah, a W is a W, whatever. But we all know.
Who won this weekend? Who won this weekend?
I'm so tired of
this. So.
Why are we still doing this podcast together?
I don't even know why we haven't mentioned.
Where are we at right now? I forget where we're at.
I'm wrapping up.
I'm dizzy. I about fainted. I don't know where we're at. And the Packers hat is there. What? I don't know what's going on.
Wow. This is when the producer raps. Okay, so thank you for those that we've been joining me and Week and Trav.
See, you know what?
I've hashtagged
when I officially know
it's becoming a thing.
It's a thing because you've actually referenced it a couple times. I appreciate you right now more than you know because you have actually jumped on board to Week and Trav, and I appreciate that.
Listen, I appreciate you for many reasons, okay? I appreciate you for just being a friend. I appreciate you for thinking of me in different circumstances and also just being a part of this podcast. I enjoy it. We have fun.
We do.
I also appreciate the fact that besides our friendship, we are both wired very similarly. When we look at our lives, you're busy, you're constantly grinding, you're working. I work like crazy for my clients in the financial services realm, and I love doing this stuff, and we're working hard, and we're spending all of our hours a day just trying to, like, just do all this stuff, and we're so motivated.
We grind it out, dude. Grind it.
And, you know, do me a favor here. You see on that video here? Hit the red box. There you go. And then hit the, no. Yeah, video. There you go. See, that's how I know we're going long.
Oh, it went off.
That's how I know we're going long now.
Be money.
So.
Be money.
Here's another reason why I appreciate you. This is a gift from Travis.
Oh, yeah. That did happen.
And,
this did happen.
This speaks to the way that we treat life. And.
Brandon has mentioned this is why I did it.
It says, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
So. If you've watched our episodes, Brandon has referenced that a couple of times, and I actually ordered it a couple of weeks ago for Brandon because I like it. And it's true. I don't believe in luck. I believe in destiny. I believe in faith. I believe in all that stuff. However, it's got a good meaning. Meaning, it's true. You work hard, the luckier you get, and it's true. And the harder you work, the better off you will be for sure. Like we grind, Brandon. Yep. Brandon, we do this podcast. Brandon's got an everyday financial advisor job. Brandon's amazing at what he does. So
thank you.
If you need a financial advisor, that's your guy. However, we do all of this stuff in our free time. Literally. I love doing this though, but we grind it out. We work hard. Our everyday lives allow us to do this. So if that makes sense, we grind it out just to do stuff like this. And
we enjoy it. And that's why we also enjoy just like spitballing with the guys that watch this, gals that watch this, and just the comments. We just it's fun for us. So
because we do have some friends that actually do watch this, and we talk to them off of this about our show.
And listen, if we can do something like this where we're enjoying it together, and other people are enjoying just our banter or just like messing with us. I know there's some guy out there that for some reason wants to fight me for whatever reason. I think it's one of your friends. I mean,
he wants to fight you.
I don't know. Didn't he say something like that? He wants to come out of retirement or something.
I don't know, but I support it.
Really?
No, wait. I don't know. I don't know what it's talking about right now.
I mean, somebody I guess said, I could. I mean, but
did somebody say something?
Do you
look
really
at those guns?
Look at the. I mean, there's a sweaty pit to it too.
No,
but that's the gun show, bro. Are you sure you're ready for that?
Well, here's the deal. I secretly want to put my hand up there, but it wouldn't be good.
And Travis has seen me work out. He knows that I'm.
Brandon hit me too.
I know what I do. I know what I'm doing out there.
Brandon hit me the other weekend. Was it last weekend?
Yeah.
He punched me on the show, and it was hard. He hurt me, fans. He hurt me. This guy, hit me so hard. See those fuck...
Listen, I'm no...
See
I'm
those
no,
freaking guns?
I'm no... Hold
he
on.
He hit me
hold
hard.
Hold on, hold on. I'm no Travis Hartman, but I'm also no slouch.
He's also mean.
I'm no slouch in the sparring game either, okay?
True.
Anyways,
Brandon. Wait, Brandon hit me, by the way. Brandon, when you rewatched it back... You hit me a little high.
Yeah, I did.
It hurt.
I'm sorry.
He's a very powerful guy.
Travis, look me right here. I'm sorry.
I forgive him because I have God forgived us for our sins.
I'm sorry.
Grace is allowed upon us.
we have the rails.
But seriously, I forgive him, but it did hurt though.
We have gone off the rails so much.
If you're not subscribed to our show, I will literally knock on your door. And I will punch you high in your ribcage like he punched me.
Lift him up. So we've talked about a lot. We've talked about the Charlo brothers, the pay-per-view that they just had. They're both very successful.
The pay-per-view that Travis predicted correctly.
And he did. And we talked about Mario Lopez for a lot. We talked about Saved by the Bell a lot.
A lot.
Now, there's the amateur fights going on in Clearwater, Florida this weekend on Saturday, October 3rd at Banquet Masters. So check them out. Just go on Facebook and search for Amateur Fight Night 42, and you'll be able to find the details there. We thank you for joining us today. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our content on YouTube and everywhere else that you might catch your podcasts. But if you're looking for the video content, we're on YouTube. Take a look at that and even check off that little bell icon. That way, every time we post something new, if you want to make fun of us, if you want to join in, you'll know when to. And if you support us, hey, If you want to subscribe, we might subscribe to you back. How about that?
I like it. If you subscribe to us, we will subscribe to you.
Any fighters out there that might just want a platform, we're more than happy to share it. We just want to make sure that the game gets spread out. And
we love
people,
boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we thank you for your time over the last, God knows how long we've been talking. I know this since break, we talked a lot about Saved by the Bell, man.
There's so much editing for you, Brennan.
So much forward to it. We thank you for your time, and I'm going to stop right there because I'll just keep rambling. That is Travis Hartman.
That is Brandon Waters.
Be money.
Thanks for your time, Weekend Trav. God bless.
Weekend Trav. I love it. Wait, America.
We're doing it again?
America.
Wait. Point.
See, that. I'm helping you look. Oh, no.
Look.
that was bad.
All right.
That was bad. That made me look real.